Well, hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And what we do each week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is we talk through one of the passages that we read through this week in our Bible reading plan that we're reading through as a church. If you want to read with us, you can go to firstfamily.church under resources. There's a Bible reading plan right there. And we're on week 23. Each week on the podcast, I bring on a guest from our staff, and they share a little bit of truth from God's word or something that stuck out to them. And so I got Adam on the podcast today, and he's gonna bring the word to us. What do you got, Adam?
Yeah. So this week, whether you're doing if you're doing the whole Bible plan, you're kind of reading Proverbs and Romans, which is just a really interesting collection. But if you're doing the New Testament plan, you're reading just the ending of the book of Romans. But what I was thinking about was just the idea of wisdom. Obviously, the book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. And I just kept thinking, like how many people think they're just like very smart when it comes to the Bible? Like, you might not say that. Like, it's pretty arrogant to say, like, hey, I know a lot. But I wonder, like, there's probably a lot of us who've gone through Awana, gone through Sunday school, and maybe even gone some seminary classes, and they think, you know, I'm pretty smart when it comes to biblical matters, but they lack wisdom. Like, how is that possible where you can like grow in knowledge yet still lack wisdom? And I think the book of Proverbs really kind of gives us what this wisdom looks like. There is a bunch of things to know in Proverbs. There's a lot of commands, right? Like, do this, don't do that, do this, don't do that. At times it's written to, you know, from a son to a father. At times, you know, it's talking about, you know, more metaphoric language with this idea of a lady named wisdom, or a lady that's talked about when it comes to things like adultery or sexual immorality. And so there's a lot to kind of piece through, and it can kind of seem like just a bunch of rapid fire, like just one after the next, like all these little commands. But when you look at it holistically, you got to think of it in categories. Like, am I wise when it comes to the sexual ethic, my sexual morality? Am I wise when it comes to my money, my finances? Am I wise when it comes to marriage? Am I wise when it comes to relationships, or even just business practices? Like, there's just so many categories to think through. But what I kept thinking about is, like, how do I actually grow in wisdom? I can grow in knowledge and not have wisdom. So how do I get wisdom? Well, I do think it necessitates knowledge. I do think that's true. I don't think you can be wise and not know anything. So how do I grow in both knowledge first and then this idea of wisdom? And I think it's just a matter of letting the words of Scripture play themselves out in your life. There's a passage in the New Testament, I forget where it's at, but it says to basically practice your faith. It's like, not practice in the sense of like, ah, shoot, I tried this time, but more like a medical practice. Like, this person's practicing medicine. Like, Christian, you are practicing Christianity in that realest sense of the word. Like, you are working out your salvation, what Philippians 2 says. You're working out, but it's also God working in you. And so I think to grow in wisdom, you actually have to allow the knowledge to impact your daily life. So when you know things like love your neighbor as yourself, wisdom would be when you go to the store tomorrow, how can I love them better? That's you know, they say, you know, the age old thing is wisdom is knowledge applied. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. But it's a mental thing and a heart thing. Like, what's blocking your heart from allowing knowledge to take root? Is it a judgment? Is it a sinful habit that you've got going on deep inside you, that it's just the knowledge is not impacting you the way it should? And until you allow that knowledge to seep down into the roots and crevices, get into your gut, really, you'll never get wisdom. You'll never be wise. And I think what God is showing me is, if I want to gain wisdom, I have to have knowledge. I got to know. But I need to start actually living out the Christian life and letting the Spirit of God provide wisdom in me.
It reminds me of just recently at staff meeting, we read through a proverb every staff meeting every week. And I just kind of shared with the staff at one of the verses, I don't remember exactly which one it was, about how that, you know, you don't just stumble into wisdom. You don't just stumble into like, oh, I'm wise now. Experience. Having experiences and going through things in your life can help, but you're not going to get wisdom apart from the Word of God. You're not going to get wisdom apart from staring at wisdom personified in Jesus. So, like, you know, to ourselves and to our church body, whoever's listening to this, like, you're not going to gain wisdom by just coming to church on Sunday. You might get a little bit, but you need to be in God's word, spending time seeking his face, meditating on his word, praying. Like, you're like, those things are non-negotiable when it comes to gaining wisdom. And I think sometimes we think they'll just like, well, if I just kind of like show up, it'll kind of just happen. Or maybe we don't actually say that, we subconsciously think it. And that reminds me of a quote of my Bible teacher in high school where he said, spiritual growth is not automatic, it's intentional. Like, are we reading our Bibles? Are we diving in? Are we meditating on the truth of scripture? Are we letting the Holy Spirit have room to grow us in the area of wisdom? Are we striving to grow in wisdom in our interactions with people? And like you said, just, you know, you're at the store or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think all those things are just good reminders to, like, you don't stumble into wisdom.
Yeah, well, and I think too, what you realize, you get to later in your life, let's say you do all the things Proverbs says to do, do all the things the Bible says to mm-hmm. do, and what do you find? This thing actually does work. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not just like God just is up there figuring out like, I think that guy should not do that and do that and do this. What you realize about God's wisdom is it actually produces life. And I think that's the most transforming thing, is it's not just about the do's and the don'ts. Mm-hmm. God is saying, I'm ushering you this way. This is wisdom. And ultimately, wisdom comes in the person of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing you'll see is mm-hmm. it actually works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? How when you do things, live how God designed us to live, like things go better. I think mm-hmm. Todd said that in a sermon yep. last few months ago. Like things, or maybe it was you. I don't remember. Someone said like, just things just happen, just seem to, you know, go better when we just follow what God tells us to do. And you yeah. see that in the world played out over and over again. When the world doesn't do what God has designed us to do, you see the world's going, you know, going crazy. There's stuff's not going well. Yeah. So I think you see that bear itself out in just life. Well, Adam, thanks for being on. It's a good reminder and good to draw from the Proverbs. Lots of good stuff, nuggets in there. So church, I hope you're reading with us. Continue to engage with scripture and read your Bibles. And we will see you next week on the Gospel Fuel podcast.